Big time boxing in Arizona this weekend. And Australian in action, Liam Wilson, is fighting for a world title against Mexican Emmanuel Navarrete. And Barry Michael is Australian boxing royalty. He's going to tell us all about it. Barry, good morning.
Morning. How's it going?
Going very well, thank you. Now, I must admit, I don't know too much about Liam. I see his record. He's only been fighting for a little while, 12 fights into his professional career. All of a sudden, he's got a title fight on the line. Is he ready for this?
Well, he had a lot of amateur fights. He had well over 100 amateur fights and fought around the world. And one of his professional fights a couple of years ago, he knocked out a guy that had lost the majority decision to the current world champion back then. But since then, I mean, I've watched a lot of Liam's fights, and he's a brilliant. He can box, he can punch, but he's a little bit careless. And he fought a guy called Joe Noyne, a Filipino who was on the verge of world rankings and was knocked out in six. Then he fought him in a rematch and stopped him in two, but Noyne actually came in 5 kilos over the weight. Since then, he's had one win on points, which was impressive. Look, he's a very impressive fighter. But this guy, Navarrete, is fighting. He's 36 wins, one loss. He hasn't lost since his sixth professional fight. You know, amazing knockout power. Very dangerous Mexican. It's a real tough job for Liam. Look, Liam's got a chance. Jeff Fennick thinks Liam's going to win. I think I'd be surprised if he does. I think he's likely to get caught at some stage by a very good Mexican fighter.
WBO super featherweight belt is on the line. He's saying, I think it's a dangerous sort of characteristic to have against a guy who's 36-1 to be a bit careless, Barry.
Yeah, undoubtedly. That's what worries me about Liam, because he's fearless. His defence is a bit lax. But look, he puts them together beautifully. He's got real good combinations. He's got awesome power himself. If Navarrete, you know, expecting an easy fight, I think he'll be in for a shock. And look, he is a chance, Liam. He's a big underdog. I think he's paying about $10. If he wins, it'll be a huge upset. It'll be a great victory for Australia. And Liam will fight his heart out. There's no doubt about that. But it's a real tough one. Look, let's just hope and pray for Australia that he does bring the title home. But he's up against a very good Mexican.
So how would you advise him to battle this fight strategically against the Mexican?
Probably, to be honest, you know, and they would have been working on it, because I've said it in commentary a few times that when he's on the attack, when he's on the offensive, he's careless and gets caught with counters. So hopefully they would have worked on that. I'm sure they would have. He's got a good team behind him. And look, he's in with a big chance. I mean, if Navarrete thinks it's going to be a cakewalk because he's only had 11, you know, 12 professional fights, he could be in for a shock. And, you know, in boxing, you never know. And let's just hope the Aussie can bring home the title. It'd be a great victory for Australia, indeed, if he can do it.
Saturday, 2 p.m, live on Fox Sports 505 and KO as well on Foxtel for the Liam Wilson and Emmanuel Navarrete fight and the WBO super featherweight belt on the line. So boxing fans can get involved in that. What about the state of Australian boxing at the moment, Barry? Is it going gangbusters? Well, my wife's become big into this. She goes to the gym and does a bit of boxing. But
Australian boxing is in the best position. We've got two female world champions. We've got a couple of Australian, you know, male world champions. You've got the heaviest world champion we've ever had in Jai Opetaia, who's the cruiserweight world champion, and the guy he won it off. The only loss he had was a majority decision to Alexander Usyk, who's one of the heavyweight world champions, who beat Anthony Joshua clearly. So, you know, Jai Opetaia could potentially go on and even win a world heavyweight title at some stage. He had his jaw broken, they reckon, as early as round two, and yet he still won a unanimous decision. In the last round, his jaw was hanging down. It was an incredible victory. But look, we've got so many world-rated fighters at the moment, probably the most that Australia's ever had. And, you know, Australian boxing is absolutely booming.
Well, if we can get another world title title on Saturday, then it goes a step ahead again. Barry, always great to chat to you. We look forward to the big bout on Saturday. Go get them.
Good stuff. Go Aussies.
Get Barry Michael, Australian boxing royalty.